Action Park Media.
And now the end is near.
All right, welcome to Victory the Podcast. So I'm Doug Ellen.
Kevin Connolly. Special announcements. That's the title of this episode.
I don't even know what they are.
Yeah. You don't have a full idea, do you?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Before we get into that, real quick, what happened? You got another Instagram suspension.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, they're really a joke, and I'm not trying to, you know, I get a lot of people who write nasty stuff to me, which I don't even know if they're being nasty. Sometimes I think it's just funny, and I respond, and sometimes they
somebody
DM
called
me.
He called you a fool, you called him ugly, and
yeah.
You're banned.
And by the way, there's no, like, you don't get a message, you're banned, you don't get anything. Your account just evaporates, and you no longer exist in the Instagram world.
Maybe you need another hiatus.
To be totally honest with you.
Don't you want to just walk away from it all for a second?
I did not care. I was like, you know what?
Maybe this is for the best.
Like, what's this doing for my life anyway?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
And no, everyone's sick of my baby besides me. I mean, they don't care to see it, you know? It's her.
Right. You don't care to see. They don't care. Like, different filters and whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm losing followers.
And
it's like, they just, okay, I get it. I am Entourage. I have nothing else and no value on the planet to anyone else. So if I don't post Entourage stuff, which is so boring to me to post, they don't care about what I post. So sometimes I'll get some nasty things. And I like it. I like the combativeness. And one of the funny things I want to say is 2 weeks ago, you were making fun of me for getting an Instagram fight. I wake up and you're in a Twitter fight with someone.
Listen, my fights are different because mine are...
You told the guy he was ugly. Same fight.
No. I couldn't call him ugly because he didn't have a photo.
Okay.
I said he was probably ugly. That's not it. But my things are all sports related. So
it's, what?
Well, it's just it's driven by a different kind of emotion, if that
it's
makes
still
any
a
sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's still a fight.
Yeah, but I, you know, when I'm doing my Twitter thing, I like when people take shots. I like, you know, as long as it's fair play kind of, and it's based on sports, how can anybody really be mad at me? But yeah, you know. So.
I enjoy it. And I saw someone like they tweeted at you, which I find it.
Well, I tweeted something about the Islanders.
Yeah, but they tweeted like the Entourage movie Rotten Tomatoes score, which honestly, I truly do believe this. We went through this Me Too thing, and Entourage became kind of a poster child. And I know our scores are really skewered by a bunch of fucking liberal lunatics who decided to... Because I know how the movie tested through the roof.
Right.
And I know that the audience that walked out of the movie that day, they have people that stand outside and go fill out your form. We were the highest movie of the weekend in terms of rating over Spy, that Melissa McCarthy movie. And again, I'm not saying it's an Academy Award winner. If you like the show Entourage, the movie was pretty on par with it.
But I also tell people this, and I'm curious if you're willing to admit this. Didn't they kind of press you about the cameos in the movie?
Who pressed me?
Wasn't there like a little, not studio pressure, but it was like more people, more cameos, more
I don't
this,
remember,
more that.
But the cameos were funny.
I feel like that was something that you were telling me when we were going through
I know
that.
They pressed a little for like an R rating. Like we had some, again, I don't think anyone minded it or normal people didn't mind it, but we had some nudity that I don't know if I would have had it if I wasn't like, the
if
studio
wanted
an R rated movie.
Wanted an R rated movie.
Whatever. I mean, I like the movie though. And I'm getting a lot of comments from people who are watching it now and going, I love this movie. And you know what? I hate to say it because every bad movie has like a crop of losers that think it was a good movie. But the president of Warner Brothers handed me the test scores and said, you will never get this again in your career, which I guess I won't because no one's going to let me make another movie now. But he said, you'll never see this again. And they were demanding that I start writing Entourage 2 that day because they wanted to be in production immediately. And I said, I'm not writing one syllable until I see if this movie opens because I always had
suspicions.
I just didn't know that we were going to open because as awesome as our fan base is, it's just not large enough, you know? And we didn't have that. And again, I'm not like, I know people love Sex and the City, but Sex and the City is a romantic comedy, which has a built-in audience just from the start.
Right.
And Sarah Jessica Parker was a movie star.
And let's face it, that was a bigger show.
It was a bigger show, obviously.
Bigger
yeah.
show,
yeah.
and it was a bigger movie. That's one thing that has nothing to do with it.
By the way, I will put the Entourage movie against any of those movies, because those movies were fucking awful.
I fired back the Gotti Rotten Tomatoes, and if that doesn't say, hey, I'm kidding around here, then what does?
I wonder if they got that. I didn't know what was happening. I thought they posted that, and I thought they were just attacking
it. I posted that. I was like saying, like, hey, guys, like, we're, you know, it's all good and funny here. We're supposed to be talking about sports. sports, but it's amazing how crazy people get talking about sports.
But you also don't know who's crazy or who's not, because, again, you keep saying to me, like, you're angry, this and that. I like these battles. I'm not suggesting people should start keep telling me I'm ugly or this and that. I enjoy it. It gives me something to do. I'm like not that busy.
You're like a friendly banter.
Yeah, I'm sitting there with my baby on my lap, and as long as it doesn't get into, like, you know, racist, anti-Semitic stuff, like, I enjoy it. Tell me I suck. Tell me I'm terrible. I get it. Tell me I'm never going to do anything again in my life. I don't need to.
You suck, you're terrible, and you're never going to do anything again for your life.
I love that, though, by the way. It's like a plumber telling me that, by the way. He's like, you're always cleaning shit out of a toilet. He's telling me I'm never going to do anything with my life. So, all right.
So let's talk about, okay, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is not that crazy. We're going to hit the pause button on Victory the Podcast.
By the way, this is big news because I didn't know about it.
Well, for a plethora of reasons. So here's what I want to do. As you know, we brought on the CEO. We got some new people. We're a real company now. So we're bringing in social teams, a few more producers. We're gonna do fluffers, or no? Yeah, fluffers. We're coming back, and we're gonna come back right after Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna do new artwork. We're gonna get a new studio.
Will my face make the poster?
Probably not. We'll look at options.
Beefy, do you believe this shit? I mean, what the fuck?
We're gonna do new artwork. We're doing a new studio. Hopefully, we can get back to doing 2 week. And you know, we are gonna focus heavily on covering episodes and things on Entourage. And then we're gonna do our bonus episodes. And we want to interview somebody.
You told me we're gonna have like a booker and stuff. Because we need somebody else. Sasha Gray said she'll do it. We need someone to reach out. Goldberg.
Let me tell you something. I honestly, well, people will say like, oh, why don't you just kind of keep it going? It's like, look, man, it's been 3 years that we've been pretty damn consistent with this podcast. Yeah. We've missed 1 or 2 weeks. It's very difficult to do. I think we, you know, Dylan's going out of town. Dylan's going to New York for a month to visit his family. Hold on, water break.
Stoned.
I think it's just, let's recharge the battery. We'll have all of our ducks in a row. Got the new CEO, got some money coming in, and we're going to have, I think we should wait. We've covered exactly half of Entourage.
Okay.
We come back strong. Our opener is, you know, season 5, episode 1, and we're in
Did
Mexico.
We finish season 4?
Yes, we finished season 4.
All right.
But yeah, we got to revamp it.
All right.
Are you cool with new artwork?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm not going to make the artwork. I feel like Piven when they didn't want to put him on the poster for Entourage back in the day. Like, what would the, like, give me an example of what the artwork might be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. We just
imagine
to,
Scotty, imagine it's just, he replaces Dylan with Connolly's face.
It's not a rebrand. It's a reboot. I don't know. We're going to freshen it up and we're going to get a new studio.
All right.
We're going to do,
can you move the studio closer to my house?
We're going
to
do more, you know, on-camera content, doing all this kind of stuff. But for us, it'll be good because we'll be...
So you're feeling positive.
And then to not have to listen to you guys fucking complain about money. Everybody's going to be getting paid.
Really?
Yes.
How much?
We'll talk about that on the air, but I think it's a fair deal. Everybody...
Oh, you already know?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, is bro, it, dude, we're happy.
No, this isn't my short film to pitch. I remember Johnny Silverman is like, is it $100,000? Is it $200,000? $500,000?
It's none of those. No.
$1 million? Colin's giving me $1 million. Do you remember, by the way, because it's so crazy how much time has passed that we've been doing this. My Porsche lease is almost up, and I remember when I got my Porsche, I posted that you gave it to me as a gift.
That's right.
And I got all these calls,
that's
including...
What I'm saying, how much? That's 3 years ago?
Something like that. U.S. Open winner Graham McDowell was like, you guys are making that much money on the podcast?
Wow. Killing it over there, bro. Look what he's getting as a signing bonus. But yeah, I mean, it has. I mean, we're just under 200 episodes, right? Gosh. I think we're at about 200. I just don't want to limp through it anymore. I think if everybody takes a break, gets a breath of fresh air, work through some personal stuff, whatever you got going on.
I don't have
any
personal stuff. I'm going to get some more hair this week.
Totally kidding. Doug's getting new hair. But like, let's get everybody settled and we're going to come back.
And I'm assuming Australia is not happening.
I don't know. That's
really?
That's a separate.
Then we would have to promote it.
That's a separate deal. And by the way, if we have to get on and do a promotional.
No, but I'm saying like it's 4 weeks we're not going to Australia.
Oh, here's the other thing too. We can also, I mean, I guess we could do what a lot of podcasts do. We could run back a few old episodes. I don't know. Or if we should just... what do you think about that?
Because
I do think we need a breath of fresh air on this podcast. I think we're all in agreement. It's just gotten a little stale. Physically, everything. Like, even in here, the studio. We gotta give this thing a breath of fresh air. But how do you feel? Would you rather take the full hiatus and just, you know, say, hey, see you September, whatever football that first football game is on Thursday, we're coming back to Wednesday.
I don't have any idea. I don't know if the audience, because the podcasts are all there. So if you just put an old one in the spot, I don't know, maybe
some of my favorite podcasts that do that. I go, oh, I like that episode. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, people do it.
That's, I just don't know. People go, what do? Are they trying to trick us or something?
Well, that's why we're doing this podcast now. We're not going to be recording any new episodes until the end of August. We'll be ready for a September launch. But I guess the question is, in the meantime, because there's some thought of like, well, why not?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I would replay them. Yeah, sure.
Right. Just some kind of air, you know, just whatever.
Yeah, the good ones.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Or maybe you just start from the beginning. I don't know. That might cloud up the line. I think as long as you put it as a rebroadcast and you brand it the right way.
Right.
But yeah, those are our two options. But I just, it's just time, man. We gotta spice it up a little bit.
All right.
With that? Dylan doesn't know yet. Dylan doesn't know that yet. No, he does, because Dylan's like, I'm out of town on the 29th, bro. So we got to get a couple podcasts in, you know. So Dylan, but then we come back and everybody, you know.
All right.
I think it'll be good for have a little summer break. You know, you're always welcome here.
Thank you. Yeah.
If you need a place to make a call, or you have a meeting or a lunch, or if you want to
hang out with
consultant,
Avery.
You want to consult on the deal, Doug? Can you use a consultant on the deal?
Yep. I would like, if I get a fee.
We're close to some really good things with some really good companies, and I think it's just worth the wait. Listen, at this point, we spend most of our lives on our phones, our computers. We're on them all day, all night, all the time. Essentially, we live online. That's why you need NordVPN, a service that protects your internal connection and privacy online. NordVPN gives you that protection in a single click, and it's not going to slow you down at all. Trust me, because we've been using it. And I can tell you right now that NordVPN is the fastest VPN on the planet. NordVPN is easy to use. Access from everywhere. Don't miss your favorite content from home when traveling abroad. It takes just a click. Open the map, click on a location, and you'll be connected in seconds. It's that easy. Find services at a lower price. A platform isn't available in your country? Simply change your virtual location. No more bandwidth throttling based on traffic type, since NordVPN encrypts all traffic. Your internet service provider can't slow down your streaming speed. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal at nordvpn.com/victory. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Well, you're also free to come in and do a ramble on or whatever. You want to take over the reins of Kevco for a little while, Doug? Yo, could you imagine if we had Doug fill in for me?
I'm Doug Allen. This is the Kevco podcast.
Hi, I'm Doug Allen. You're listening to Kevco.
Although, podcast. I guess, well, that was the Johnny Carson show, right? That's what Tonight Show.
That would be amazing. But and we're bringing all those podcasts back. Yeah. But, you know, we're making some new hires. Yeah. Hold off on that.
And for ramble on, because I do get little messages about ramble on. I mean, there's a strike and nothing's happening. And again, I don't feel any differently about the show. I can't tell you what's going to happen, what I say to people. There is some weird person, though, that is just continually personally going after me on these review pages that Ramble On was never going to happen. I promise you, Ramble On is loved by a lot of people in this town, and I believe it will happen. Right. I don't have any control that it can. Uh-oh. Sean Avery just walked in. Looks fucking angry.
He's pissed.
Wait, did he shave his head?
I don't know, but him and Scotty are having an unpleasant exchange. Right,
he
now
looks... Oh.
We don't need him being
punked. By the way,
we don't want him being
punked. I don't know. For everyone, Sean Avery, who I said before he got here, like, I've never seen him angry, which I've wanted to, because I've seen some videos online where he has little battles with people and stuff, but I've never really seen anything in real life that I've always hoped for, like him just to
By
take...
the way, I haven't seen that TMZ.
Maybe that doesn't really exist.
I haven't seen the TMZ side of him either, bro.
Yeah, maybe it's a bit.
You were on TMZ.
I just did TMZ, yeah.
Doug just did a TMZ.
They caught me
interview
on TMZ, yeah.
Doug just did a TMZ.
But by the way, it may not make it. Melanie, who was in Ramble On, she caught me on the street.
Are you now... Oh, she caught you.
She caught me
just walking
the
down the street.
Randomly walking.
There you were.
Yeah, right, Melanie, when I pulled up here.
Oh, Melanie from TMZ. What are you doing here? Fancy seeing you here in an alley on Robertson by Connolly's office. Yeah, just, you know, knocking out a quick podcast. What are you up to? I got suspended from Instagram. That is insane.
Did you hear that, Sean? They booted me from Instagram again. There's no way Sean doesn't do worse shit than me on Instagram. Does anyone criticize him?
I think he knows. He's shadow banned.
Yeah, is he?
He's shadow banned from a content standpoint, though. Like, they just don't like his messaging. We wrapped up a season of Quick Shift after a long hockey season, and look, man, we got to breathe fresh air into the content. Right. So
you're feeling bad about the content.
I feel like we need to take a break and come back and be funnier and just be better.
Really?
Yeah. But and this thing of the strike and Dylan and, you know, I mean, you and I could sit here and talk till we're purple. And I'm, by the way, Doug, Kevco. With Doug Ellen.
I think, I don't know. I thought people were liking the last few episodes. So I'm I think we're taking a break because we want to enjoy the summer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Enjoy the summer. And I think we need a fresh coat of paint.
I don't think, you know, blaming Dylan for not being as funny as he used to be is fair. That's
no, I'm just saying. I think we could all use a break and come back. Everybody be getting paid and happy with new studios.
Paid. I can't even imagine. Oh, my God. Like a check?
Oh, yeah.
Do I have to, like, clock in and clock out when I come
well,
in?
Well, you're going to have to be responsible. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. By the way, we got to get... We're going to have a social team. Are you prepared to hand over? I am. Are you prepared to hand over one of your big handles?
As long as somebody runs it, not only am I prepared, I'd be thrilled. I don't want to do that at all. I'm just trying to get the podcast word out there. I have no interest.
We need some professional help.
But I just think what we need is, because I've watched in the last 3 years, some people who will remain nameless walk through these doors who have no talent that have built some followings. And I think that we need content on a daily basis, because I have Dylan and Connolly, and we can be funny on a daily basis and really blow this thing up. And,
yeah. And listen, by the way, it simply comes down to resources.
Yeah.
And we are going to have those. We have to have those. All right. And are you kidding, bro? How great it would be to just do it and then walk out. You know what? You know what a lot of work goes into it. We need help.
All right. So obviously, but you are a little bit, you're having like some good things happen, but you're also having a little weird kind of midlife crisis, I think, also. I mean, Zulai told me you're taking sheetrock down in your house for some reason.
I'm doing some of my own work around the house.
No, you're not doing work. You just made holes in the wall. You didn't do any work.
Men rip down walls.
But now you have a hole in the wall.
No, the wall's gone. There's no wall.
Oh, you got the whole thing out.
I got the whole thing out. The sheetrock, I cleaned it out.
And it looks like it was never there?
It looked like a real guy did it, yeah.
Really?
Or a real, construction person did it. Looks like a real contractor.
And what's the plan? Are you going
to... I'm turning it into a different room.
Okay.
Turning it into an entertainment center. It was like a screening room. It's just dark, and I want to lighten it up and brighten it.
Maybe
Kennedy
Dylan
started school today. School, but camp.
How old is she?
2.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but they have these programs. But today was the first day where you like walk and then you leave. And she was.
Did you cry?
No, but apparently.
No.
Oh, I didn't. Me?
Yeah.
No, man. No.
I remember when my kids first went to school, I cried like a baby.
You're soft and you should be embarrassed. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, it was so quick because they started saying that since COVID, they just snatched the kids, right? So they said she was fine. Kennedy cried when she saw Zulai.
Yeah,
that's
what happens. Did she look back when they took her, though? Did she look back?
No, bro, she was gone, bro. She attacked the paints.
Because I get really mad when my dog walker takes my dogs and they don't look back. I get really fucking mad.
By the way, I heard Barron's on the mend, huh?
No, he's not on the mend, but he's doing great. I mean, he's got terminal cancer, but he's doing great. I can't say he's healthy, but he's doing awesome. But they really said to me that there's nothing you can do. And
so right now he's enjoying his quality of life.
He's enjoying his life. And he doesn't know. He doesn't have that mental stress of like, what's going to happen next? I have that because they said this is the worst form of cancer that a dog has. And at some point, like what happened last time, because he had, you know, his spleen ruptured with internal bleeding and he had to have emergency surgery. So, but right now he's doing really good. So
good. All right.
That's it.
Well, yeah, Scotty, was going to talk about the artwork. Yeah, we're going to fire up TikTok. We got to be...
TikTok.
My point is, I don't want to be part of any of it. Mm. I want to do the content, and then I want to just see it when I'm scrolling around. And, like, I want to get behind clips, and let's do some shit, bro. This is crazy, man. We've hit a little bit of a...
Stop with the negative. We didn't hit a plateau. We just have not done what we should have done, which is really promote the shit out of this, get the guests every week.
I'm happy to say it. I need to be better on my end organizationally, just in term, and even a game plan, because you guys are both, well, to a certain extent, Dylan's a gamer, but you're down for whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I just need help to be able to...
We're going to get it, so it's exciting.
I want to turn over the producer keys of victory.
Oh, this makes me happy.
Doug's like, oh, please, anybody but you. Yeah. Truthfully, I want to put it in somebody capable hands that can just make it happen. I want to walk in here, do the show, watch the episode, hang with you and Dylan.
That's what it should be. You should be talent.
Right.
You know? You should be talent.
Or lack thereof.
All right.
Any final words? Scotty, how long did we go there for? 20 minutes. I think that's good.
Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll pay some bills, get some ads in there. No, I'm kidding.
We'll see you Labor Day.
Victory Podcast.
Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again,